Don't it look like when you pray for people, you apologize? Mr. Devil, would you please move over and let me? Nothing! Faith got muscles and hair on its chest!
Amen.
When it speaks, everything else shuts up!
Amen.
Don't worry, Mr. Devil, you move out! Get out of here!
Yes.
Out of God, commissioned of God!
Amen.
Leave him alone. That moves. You have no apology to the devil?
No.
Nothing to do with him?
No.
Not ashamed of the Word of God? Not ashamed of the commission? Not ashamed of who we are. The only shame that I am is I'm a Branham. That's my earthly birth. I'm ashamed of my failures. But as his servant, I'm not ashamed.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of his word. Or denominations, things, potentates, whatever it might be. It's ready to give an answer. God calls for it. Moses walked up before Pharaoh. He wasn't ashamed to tell him that they would not compromise and take his so many days out of the wilderness. He said, some of the women stay back in the church and said, we'll all go. Not even one hump will be left behind. We'll take our cattle and all. He wasn't ashamed. Why? He'd come into the light of deliverance.
Amen.
That's the reason a man or a woman sick or anything once comes into the presence of God and knows that God's healed him. You're stepping into the light of deliverance. Yeah. Don't compromise on anything. Deliverance is in his heart. For he had met the God who said, I am the God of Abraham, whom give Abraham the promise, and the time of redemption of deliverance is at hand. I'm sending you down there to take him out. What's to apologize about that? Pharaoh could have killed him. He's just a man. He was a slave. He could have killed him, but he wasn't ashamed of the word. He didn't come down and get on his knees and beg to Pharaoh for nothing. He said, I've come to take him. Pharaoh said, well, you can't take him. He said, all right, then there'll be fleas upon the earth till you'll wade through them. And that's what happened. So Moses, take him away. But all right, now do you repent? He said, well, you can go so many days in the wilderness. He said, then flies will come. Amen. That darkness will come. It's so dark they couldn't see one from the place to the other. Finally, death comes. From Pharaoh to the servant, it was death for the oldest child in the family. He didn't have no apology to nobody. He was the son of Abraham, born in the Spirit of God, given commission by God, the message of God, to go down and take those people out. Well, can't God call the same thing in this hour to take out of the church a bride?
Amen. Amen.